This is Sam. Thank you for visiting TeachBible.org's Daily Insight for June the 3rd. Today's Bible verse is from the book of Romans, chapter 5, verse 1. It says there, "Therefore, since we have been justified through faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ." End of quote. I remember a couple of years ago when we visited the Hawaiian Falls. A small boy was running around the swimming pool, crying, screaming and saying, "Tornado, tornado coming at 6 p.m., so run fast." There was no warning of a tornado on that day, and all people wondered why he was so worried, fearful and screaming. I'm sure this was an unusual incident. However, it portrays the troubled hearts and minds of people, doesn't it? Do you know there are thousands of people who live in fear and without peace on this earth? Some people are afraid of God, and there are people who fear the devil and demons. Many people visit sacred places and take a bath in holy rivers and go climbing up steps to wash away their sins and to appease and satisfy the wrath and anger of God. However, the truth is this: all these are purely man's vain attempts to get peace and reconciliation with God. The Bible declares, "We have peace with God by God's act, not by our acts." It says we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ, not by any of our works or acts. Beloved, we all know there is no price tag for peace and love. Peace is a gift of God. Beloved, it comes as a result of our right standing with God. And how can you stand right with God? On the day of the birth of Jesus, an angel appeared to the shepherds living nearby and announced this. It said, "Glory to God in the highest heaven, and on earth peace to those whom his favor rests." End of quote. You see, I'm not a religious man. Why? All religions are man's futile attempts to reach God. No one will reach God by their religion. No religion can offer you right standing before God and peace in your heart. On the contrary, the gospel or the good news of Jesus Christ can and will. The good news is this: God reached us in the person of Jesus Christ and freely gave access to his grace based on what Jesus Christ did for you. You see, sin is the number one enemy of peace. Sin takes away peace from our hearts. However, God justifies the sinner freely by the blood of Jesus Christ. It means God put all of our sins on Christ, as if he was the only representative of all sinners ever lived on the face of the earth. In turn, God imputes or imparts righteousness, means right standing before God, based on Christ's work, not by our works. Let me explain. God takes all sin and all its filths from us and place it on Jesus Christ. And then in turn, he declares you right before God because of the finished work of Jesus Christ, and thereby grant you peace with him. In other words, he treated Jesus like we were treated, and thus our sin is placed on his body. Jesus paid for your sins by dying, burying, and rose again in your place. Then God gave his righteousness, the right standing before him, and the resultant peace to you. In short, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ. It was a single one-time event. Christ on the cross for your sins. 2 Corinthians 5:17 sums this up. It says, "All this is from God, who reconciled us to himself through Christ." End of quote. Reconciled is a finance and accounting term. We did not have peace because we went astray and alienated from God due to our sins. We were far away from God and lived in fear. Now the Bible says, God took the initiative to change the equation. He turned our hostility to a fellowship and friendship with him in and through his Son, the person and the work of Jesus Christ on the cross. The Bible says we never earned the right standing before God and the resultant peace with God by observing the law or by our hard works. Listen, it is not earned. It is a free gift of God, granted only by his grace when you and I come to Jesus Christ in faith and trust. Listen to what the Bible says. It says the right standing before God is given through your faith in Jesus Christ to all people who believe. There is no difference between Jew and Gentile, for all have sinned and fell short of the glory of God, and all are justified freely by His grace through the redemption that came by Christ Jesus, end of God. Romans 3:21. When you come to Christ in faith and trust, God treats you as if you never sinned. Not because you never sinned, of course we all sinned, but no record of sin to be seen anymore under your name. All got transferred to the account of Jesus Christ. This is how we stand right in the presence of God and obtain matchless peace and free access to God and daily grace and help. Beloved, the vital and the important question is this: do you know these truths? Do you enjoy peace with God every day? Do you know you stand in the unmerited grace of God? Don't you want to give thanks and praises to God today? If you are still a religious person seeking God through obeying the rules and stipulations of religion, then come out of that man-made religions and have peace and sweet relationship with God in and through the Savior of the whole world, Jesus Christ. Got a moment for today's prayer? You can pray after me. Father in heaven, I know you granted me right standing in your presence. I believe you transferred all my sins to Jesus' account. I have free access to you, and I do stand in grace and love today. I praise and thank you, Lord. I believe Jesus Christ died for my sin and rose again from the dead. I believe Him as my Savior and Lord. Thank you for your love and salvation. In the name of Jesus Christ, I pray. Amen. May the love, presence, and the blessings of the Lord be with you today and for the rest of your life. May His name be glorified in and through you. Thank you.